It's going to be a whole streaming setup. It's going to be like the number one streamer on Kick.
On Kick, is that you're calling your shot
or
already?
Or Twitch or whatever.
Whoever throws the bag, Rumble, whatever.
Yeah, I feel like we're going to take over the streaming game for sure.
I like it.
I love it, so.
I love it too. Welcome to the Prince Huda Podcast, episode 14. I'm your host, Prince Huda. Today I'm joined by future streaming legend himself, the next sketch, if I do say so myself, Coach Chippy in the building.
I think there might be some potential.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's up, brother?
What up, brother? What's up, brother?
That exploded.
How you doing, brother?
Good, brother. Oh, my goodness. That exploded.
I know. Shout out the sketch. What a legend, bro.
It's just the mannerisms. It's like I get a little bit of Donald Trump, but then his own flavor to it. And then, I mean, NFL teams doing it, hockey teams, football teams, basketball. It's crazy. He exploded.
I know. I can't scroll on TikTok without seeing someone doing a what up, brother, an athlete doing a what up, brother. What up, brother?
It's crazy.
Oh, sorry. My arm just seized up because I was in the gym today blasting biceps. So when I did the what up, brother, my arm actually seized up and it's been seizing all day.
That Bedsy build coming in, eh?
Do you ever get that? Do you ever get when your arm just seizes up from overdoing it?
Oh, yeah. When I do shoulders and then, like, you go to grab something or you reach up and just, ooh, that's a...
You're just like, oh, it's not working properly, or it seizes. Mine seizes, man. Like, it'll just be like, ah, like... And then I gotta, like, do you ever... Oh, I actually had this the other day, like, an abdominal, like, seized up. Have you ever had one of those? Bro, I was, like, bending over it. And I think I was dehydrated. Then, bro, my whole, like, ab seized up, bro, and I couldn't, like, move. It was like... I was paralyzed for like a minute trying to get my like abdominal to unseize.
A minute?
Yeah, it was insane. Jesus. I was dropped to the floor. I'm like, girl, what? How? I wouldn't release. You know when something like locks up?
Yeah.
And it just won't, like, I've had it in my jaw too. Like, I've ever done when your jaw opens and then like it seizes like under here.
Right there.
That worst pain ever.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I was dealing with something locked in my ab, but. Yeah, that was a little bit what happened in my week. Just
powered through
up there. Yeah, sometimes you seize up, you know? Drink some more water.
Of course. Yeah. No, the cramps are brutal. Middle of the night, or when you stand up after a long period of time sitting. I know the ones.
Yeah. Oh, we had a leg day too last week, and Oliver did it with me.
OJ House is OJ.
Oh, my God. I don't think he's ever done a leg day before, so it was a... 3-4 days. I think he said he was still feeling it today, and we did it last Thursday.
Oh my God.
But I was still
there.
Feeling it too.
I get it. I've been there.
Like when you literally can't walk, like 2 days later, we were at the OHL combine and we're walking in. We're both just like straight legs trying to go up the stairs to get into the building, like barely move. Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely hilarious.
Need to hit some more leg days because these legs are not in shape yet.
Bedsy build, right? Road to. It's a long road.
It is
not
a
short
road.
It's a long road.
Bedsy builds. Yeah, it's a long road.
No shortcuts on the road.
I'm excited for it though.
That's good. Did you watch the UFC this weekend?
I did. I was over at OJ's again and we were watching. I think we put it on. What was the first fight we watched? It was who was fighting? Who was on that
main
card
or prelims?
I think it was like main card.
Was it Bo Nickel?
Oh, who those two? It was not
Oliveira.
I think it was Oliveira was the first. Yeah, that was a good fight.
Yeah, that Armand guy was crazy. Survived the guillotine and just didn't.
Oh,
like...
yeah, that's the one we watched. Yeah, he literally had him in a guillotine in round one and then. Guy gets out and he was just an animal on the ground. Like he was just so strong.
Yeah, I thought back to like when we were with Malott rolling around and he showed us a choke. He's like, yeah, it takes maybe 2-3 seconds before your lights go out and you feel it. I'm like, I counted like 8 or 9 seconds. This guy's just sitting there waiting for the round to end in this choke. I'm like, how is he still conscious? Like how is he
I know.
Still 9 seconds, 8 seconds? Like it's insane mentally how these guys do it.
Yeah, like I guess. For those of you who don't know, we trained with Mike Malott. Did we talk about this last week?
I don't think we did. We did a couple social, like there's some social stuff about it, but no, we did train with UFC welterweight star, Canada's own Mike Malott. And that was fun.
So that was a super cool experience. We got to ask him a whole bunch of questions about what it's like in between rounds, what you're eating before a fight, the camp, Dana White, the contender series. Yeah, it was a really cool conversation. But I was thinking about it when watching them in between the rounds when the coaches were talking to the guy. And I'm like, yo, this guy's not even listening, bro. This guy's so...
No.
He just got his bell rung about 15 times. This guy's not listening to you, coach. So that was cool. Like, taking that, what we learned from an actual UFC fighter and, like, watching it, it became, like, a different, almost like a different sport, like, watching it now.
Yeah, one thing I remember he talked about was, like, the adrenaline when you're in there. I'm thinking about, like, the Gaethje fight where his nose broke in the first round.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
He goes 20 more minutes with a broken nose. I mean, that knockout, obviously, people are talking about the craziest knockout of all time, but just the fact that he went out there, yeah, first round, my nose is broken, and then fought 20 more minutes. That was a war for the ages. Fucking love that fight.
Bro, Gaethje's a monster for just even the two eye pokes. How about the two eye pokes? The guy's poking him in the eye. He could have ended the fight. If he could have said, yo, I can't fight anymore. Like, two eye pokes, bro. He would have won the fight, wouldn't he have? If he couldn't fight anymore?
I might have been a no contest. I'm not sure. Either a no contest or a... Or like disqualification, but it's the biggest event of the year, right? UFC 300. You got to go crazy with that one. But yeah, finger in the eye.
Bro,
like,
this guy did it twice, bro. I'm like, he could have lost his freaking eye twice, man. I'm like, that's like the most dangerous thing literally that could happen is like an eye freaking poke with the guy's sweaty nail into his freaking eyeball, bro. That's insane. I was actually getting pretty pissed. I was pissed because I was cheering for Gaethje.
I
like Holloway too, but yeah, I couldn't believe this guy's poking him in the eye. He can't see. He already has a broken nose. Like, how is this guy going to keep fighting? Like, that was insane.
Yeah, you can't see. You can't breathe out of your nose, and you're still throwing bombs. Like, absolutely.
He's looking around like a zombie by round five.
Yeah. And then the memes, I felt so bad. Like, the way he fell after that punch, you just saw when he was laying there. It's like, oh, this is going to be a meme for the next few weeks. And just the way he fell was made the knockout even more satisfying. The fact that 1 second left in the fight, he goes down on his shield. I mean, unbelievable, unbelievable stuff. And Max was the underdog too. A lot of people are betting on Gaethje because it's like, he's a lightweight. He's got the champ and Holloway's moving up, but man, what a war. That was probably my favorite fight of the night. Yeah. I think that'd probably be the fight of the night.
People are saying it's fight of the UFC history.
It has to be in contention because, like, we'll look back on that 5-10 years from now and be like, remember at UFC 300 when Gaethje got slept with 1 second left in the fifth round?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
It was a buzzer beater.
Point right at the mat. But at the same time, Gaethje was already, like, dazed, bro. Like, so it wasn't like it was that, I guess he could still have got caught, but, like, Gaethje was literally stumbling around the ring for the last, like, 2 minutes of the fight. Like, he had no power.
Yeah,
he couldn't breathe out of his nose. He had two eye pokes. This guy was not knocking anyone out. I mean, he could have, I guess. It was awesome, but like, yeah,
he was just Max swinging. It felt like a hockey fight almost, where they're just throwing heads down, like they're not even looking, and then one caught, and man, the timing of that. 1 second later, we're probably talking about this fight, but nobody's talking about the knockout if it happens later. So crazy to think.
I feel bad for Gaethje, bro. I feel like he deserved to make it to the end of that. Like, he was a dog, bro.
Yeah, but I mean, he's
getting beat up.
Like, his stock doesn't, maybe in the rankings he'll fall, but his stock as like a draw and an exciting fighter doesn't go down. But I would like to see him after the fight was McGregor Chandler was revealed. I'd like to see him take the winner of that. That would be a spectacle. I guess he's already fought Chandler, but I mean, I found it weird the way they announced the McGregor fight, too. Like, in the press conference after, Dana gets, like, a note, a piece of paper. Like, it felt, like, scripted. It was like, oh, I'm getting a note. And then he's like, this is the next fight. And I'm just like, what? Like, that's it? I thought we'd get a promo video or something. I don't know.
Yeah, they could have done it, bro. They should have done it right before the main event. Like, done, like, the Conor announcement. Like, the crowd went crazy. Imagine.
Oh.
Why would you not do it with the crowd there?
Yeah, it feels like a Maybe because Connor wasn't there. I know Chandler was there. Chandler was in the crowd, and then they showed him. He went 303. So, like, he pretty much said it without saying it. But, yeah, it was just weird that they didn't take the opportunity to do it.
That crowd would have went crazy if they announced it on, like, it's like a promo.
Yeah. They announced it at, like, 2 in the morning, you know, at, like, it was just a weird.
No one's
weird,
even talking about it.
Yeah, I was hype. I mean, this was rumored. McGregor said on December 31st that this would happen in June. And everyone's like, oh, he's just talking, you know, he's partying, and here we are, and it's going to happen. So, I mean, that was seemed like a missed opportunity to do something huge with McGregor there. So I'm with you on that.
Ooh, excuse me. I just had a big yawn there. I don't know if you caught me on the other side of the screen there yawning, Prince.
I caught it. I talked through it. I caught it. Starting to learn.
Yeah, I apologize
a little
for
bit here.
Yawning through your talking.
Soliloquy?
I was a little bit rude for me to yawn. But you know what? You can't control a yawn, right? When they come.
No, you can't control a yawn.
You kind of just got to let them yawn. And I wouldn't be surprised now if you yawn, because we're talking about yawns. Did you know yawns are contagious?
Yes, I do. I think people listening or watching may yawn now, not because it's boring, but because they saw you yawn and we're talking about it.
Yeah, yawning. I used to have actually a yawn competition with my friend before our hockey games. We'd drive together and we used to literally have yawn comps. We would look over and like whoever didn't yawn like loses. So like you can like force yourself. You can like force yourself to yawn. So we called it a yawn comp. And we would just sit there. We'd be in the back seat. My dad would be driving, or his dad would be driving, and we'd just be like literally staring at each other yawning before a hockey game. And we'd be like this. You'd be like, and we'd be like, but then you'd actually get a yawn. And
oh, then, you would.
Like, yeah, because like once you're actually yawning, it's like a chain of yawns. It's pretty funny.
It's a competition.
So
I like
that. The yawn comp.
The yawn comp. Are you? Yeah. Would you win those? Would you guys split it? Like
I was always
series go?
Pretty. We were pretty good. We were both extremely talented at yawning. So, yeah, okay. If you guys want to have fun on a road trip, just yawn. You know, just start yawning, and it's hilarious because. You can't control it, and you're like, "Where did this yawn come from?"
Keep that.
And then
mind
it's so satisfying when you get one. And when you get one, like, I'm gonna try right now.
Well, I don't want to think it because then it's forced. Like, I'll just let it happen. Oh. Did you just force that? For those listening, Chippy just yawned.
It just happened. It just you can force a yawn because they are forced, but then it turns into a real yawn. It's trippy. I don't even know what a yawn is. Like, what is a yawn?
I don't know. It's just a sign that you're tired or you're bored.
No,
or
it must not be if you can do it on demand. I mean,
if you yawn,
like,
listening
like
or watching
in our comment. Our brain, and it must be like some sort of glitch.
Maybe
a yawn. What is a yawn?
I don't know. I tried to fake one there.
You'll happen. You
can. It'll happen. It'll
it
happen.
Turns
I can't
into a real
force
you
it.
Fake it, and then it turns. You do force it. That's the point.
Yeah, it'll happen. Going back to the UFC, what'd you think of the main event? Pereira, Hill.
It was okay. It was like expected that it will didn't.
Was it?
I was like, it didn't last very long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pereira. Was this Pereira? What do they? Pereira.
It's like spelled Pereira. I've seen Pereira. Pereira.
Yeah. Yeah. He just murked him with one punch.
Yeah, that was crazy. All week I convinced myself that Pereira would lose. I was like, he's fought a lot in the last 2 years. Hill's a beast. Hill's had some crazy knockouts. But it was one of those, as soon as they were both standing across each other, and you see Hill, you know, respectfully, dad bod, a little bit of a gut, you know, not in the greatest shape as Pereira was. You see him, you know, stone cold killer, chiseled abs, like ripped. I'm like, why did I bet on Hill? And then within a minute and 30 seconds, just boom, Hill's done. So. Definitely ate the L on that one. It is what it is, but one of those, the whole week you convince yourself something and then you see it and you're like, oh shit, why did I even think that would happen?
True. Yeah, you also were celebrating Eid last week.
I was. It's funny because our party was on Sunday, but it was originally going to be Saturday and I was like, oh, we should make sure it's not Saturday because of UFC. And then it ended up going to Sunday, but not because of you. They're like, oh, it wasn't because of UFC. I'm like, no, in my mind, it's because of UFC.
The men them celebrate Eid.
Yes, you just learned.
The trap still running on Christmas Day.
What those bars mean? Eid Mubarak. Belated Eid Mubarak to any listeners who celebrate. It was a good time. But it's funny how every year we do something. Like, the Islamic calendar is 10 days less than the, I guess, English calendar. So every year Eid moves back 10 days. And it always just seems like last year we had an Eid party. It was Game 7, Leafs, Tampa Bay. Or Game 6. And so we were all watching at the party. Like, it's we were in someone's house in the basement. And there's, like, a photo of all of us freaking out when Tavares scored the OT winner. And then I think the year before, there was some event that was happening that day. It always seems to be some major sporting event when we celebrate. So, fortunately, it didn't happen. Well, the Masters, but I didn't watch the Masters.
Oh, yeah, the Masters. Not a major. That's, like, one of the biggest sporting events in the world.
Yeah, not the Prince. I'm not a big golf guy. We've talked before, but I did watch. Like, my dad is a big golf guy, so we were watching. He was hoping DeChambeau would pull it out, but shout out to Scotty Scheffler.
Scotty Scheff, my dad called Scheffy before
he did
before the tournament started.
Nice.
World number one. Scotty Scheff. I wanted Fowler to win, but he won the par three competition.
Tough round, eh?
Yeah. But
I saw that Scheffler, I don't confirm if this was real or not, his wife was due soon, and if his wife went into labor during the Masters, he would have, like, forfeited the tournament. Is that true?
They were saying he was going to have a kid. I think she's due, like, this Wednesday or something. But he was like, because he was going into the Sunday, like, with the lead at the Masters, and he said, if she goes into labor tomorrow, I'll pull out, which is...
Wow.
What a dad, you know? But I'd be pissed. I'd be pissed if my dad pulled out of the Masters.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
I'd be like, Dad, because, like, when the kid's older, you'd be like, Dad, you pulled out leading the Masters? Like, going into Sunday? Like, I could have waited, you know?
It's tough, though, because, like, he was ahead, right? He was in the lead.
It's probably
like...
good to be there with the wife that's having the kid, and it's probably the emotional support system.
100%, but it's also just, like, if you win the Masters, that's a shit ton of money. That's your kids, you know.
$3.6 million.
Right? So that's a lot of money that financially it might make sense to stay. But again, neither of us married or approaching a childbirth, so can't really comment on it. But that's a lot of money to be passing up on. I mean, if you're in the lead and you have the Masters in the bag, I don't know if I'd forfeit.
I think he's only 27. He looks like he's about 45. Scotty Scheffler.
I didn't know he was that young.
He's 2 years, 3 years older than us.
Jesus.
I'm like, holy, this kid has a kid, married, and a millionaire.
It's okay. I was thinking about, like, Luka Doncic is, like, born in the same year as us in the month of June, and he's, like, going to get one of the biggest contracts of all time. It's like, holy cow.
Bro, every family member I'm seeing now is like, oh, I was married when I was your age. Or I was like, holy, I already had my first marriage by the time I was your age. Wow.
Yeah, my mom was my age when she got married. So I'm like, it's like in the, like, at least in my family, a lot of people married young. So those conversations are starting. Like, they've been jokes for a few years, but now it's kind of like, oh, we're still joking, right? Like, I'm not that serious yet. Like, relax.
Bro, the
relax.
Time has changed, bro. Everything's moved back. Like, no one in our generations even talks to the opposite sex anymore. I swear.
I wouldn't go that far.
We just go through. We're just on our phones now. Everyone's just like, bro, we literally are going that far. Bro, no one, like I've seen all the stats. Like, bro, it's insane. It's insane what this technology has done to our, like, we're talking through a freaking screen right now. We're not even in the same room.
I know.
Like, we're literally, like, if someone's, like, looked at what we were doing, like, from a different perspective and didn't know what the internet existed, like, we would be crazy, like, talking to I'm looking at a computer screen right now, talking to, like, if someone, like, didn't understand that, like, the internet existed, they'd think that, like, I'm mad. I'm in my room by myself, talking to myself, essentially.
Yeah. Well, then even think about taking it a step further. Like, people would be listening or watching us talk to each other in different rooms.
That's
so we're doing it. There's people consuming this content, which is even crazier. So appreciate you all for doing that. It's weird.
Yeah, you guys are weird, too.
You guys are weird, too. It's just a strange world we live in.
How many weekly listeners do we got on there? Does it say on Spotify?
I could check the numbers after the episode. We're in the dozens for sure. We're definitely in the dozens.
Oh, nice. You have about 12 people?
All over the world. There, I saw there was like someone in Australia. So if you're in Australia, it's like, good day.
Yeah. We have the coolest 12 people listening to us in the
good
world.
Good day, mate. Yeah, the YouTube ones usually do better. Like, people look at YouTube, right? Whereas listeners, gotta look at those. I'll be curious to see what we're doing in different places of the world. But wherever you're joining us from, we appreciate you. Thank you,
yeah,
brothers.
You're probably extremely sisters. Cool if you're kicking it with us right now.
Well, I don't know if I've told you this before, but on TikTok, my third highest country of viewers is Nigeria.
No way.
Yeah. It's US, Canada, random. Nigeria. I know, right?
What, like, I guess do they bet a lot over there? Or what's...
I don't know. Do they watch football? Do they just like me? I don't know.
Maybe you're attractive?
Maybe.
And to the Nigerian community?
I mean, Nigerian prince, I got to do a meetup there. Third highest country. No one would guess that. US, because obviously football, Canada, guess geographically, and then Nigeria, because why not? So...
I like that.
I'm assuming yours is probably Europe or something.
Mine's somewhere like Canada, US. And then, yeah, there's like Sweden, Finland. UK. UK is pretty big.
UK. Interesting. It's not a big hockey space, so.
Decent. There's actually some people. I've got some texts like people playing hockey over in the UK. Yeah, there's a little bit of hockey over there. Sweden, Finland, like.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because you've done like World Junior videos where you talk about Sweden or Finland team, so I'm sure those get traction.
Oh yeah,
over
was it Sweden? Sweden hated me.
Was it the? I thought it was the Czech Republic people.
No, well, Czech too. Yeah, all of them pretty much weren't a big fan of Chip. Well, because I was making the videos after we.
I mean, yeah.
After we dominated them, or we lost.
Yeah, but their coach after losing 11-0 or something, I remember, was one.
Yeah, they weren't too happy with me, but
I mean, they're the ones losing.
It is what it is.
Yeah, they're losing 11-0. That's not how
it is. What it is.
It is what it is. It's nice to see the sports world picking up again, right? Masters, UFC, NHL playoffs start Saturday, I think, or Monday. Yeah. That'll be good.
Yeah, Matthew's this is like the for peak. 70.
Yeah, I mean, I think you said that on the show, like December, I want to say. We were talking about Matthew's going crazy. So definitely aged pretty well. Do you think if he hits 70 and they get bounced in the first round, does that nullify it?
I mean, we need the 70 for Leafs Nation because we have had zero things to celebrate from 1967 to 2024.
Fair.
So I think Matthews hitting 70 is equivalent to a Stanley Cup.
Wow. Okay.
In Leafs Nation.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Like, we can tell our kids.
We haven't won, Prince, we haven't won a thing, okay, since 1967, brother. Since 1967, brother.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. Like, since before my dad was born, or no, maybe my dad was about 3. I don't know, actually.
He probably doesn't remember when, though. But he probably doesn't remember it.
That's like absurd. 1967 is crazy, bro. Like, that's so long ago.
I'm trying to do the quick quick math. 57 years. There we go. 57 years it's been. So, I mean, it would be pretty big, but obviously no parade for 70 goals, right? Let's get a deep run or something.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. It would be nice. It would be nice. Would be extremely nice.
We'll see. I mean, Florida first round, potentially Boston or Tampa second round. Like, it always seems the cards are not stacked against them. It's just it always ends up being the same fucking teams every year.
I know. Well, it's because the stupid format they have with the one versus,
yeah,
they don't have it just wild one card. Versus eight. It should just be one versus eight, two versus whatever, seven.
Yeah,
like let me check. Makes sense right to now. Me. Why did we make these divisions? Like, it doesn't make any sense, bro.
If it was, well, funny you say that. If it was based on playoff seedings in the East and not the wild card format, we'd still be playing Florida. So, doesn't matter.
Oh, well, I'm completely wrong then.
It doesn't matter at all. But yes. No,
but someone else would be playing and not such a hard matchup. Like Tampa is a tough one for Boston. I think Boston's going to
get... That series is going to be
electric. I think Boston's going to lose.
I was going to say, I feel like this is the year that the Boston... well, I guess last year they got bounced in the first round, but I think this is another year they get bounced. Tampa's looking fire right now.
Tampa's looking extremely dangerous.
Every year. Kucherov, and they're built for deep points too.
Hedman, Vasilevsky. It's the goalie, bro. They have a goalie. Yeah. I guess Boston does too, but Vasilevsky's won two championships already.
Yeah, they've been to 3-1-2. So for them, first round is usually a formality because they got bounced in the first round too. So one of those two teams is going to get bounced for the first time 2 years in a row. So that'll be outside of the Leaf series. I think that's the one I'm most excited to watch.
Yeah, well Washington's playing right now. I don't know. I wonder what the score is. They need to win.
Yeah, I would. It'd be cool to see Ovechkin or Crosby in the playoffs again. Dude, does Ovechkin's goals count in playoffs the record? Okay, so it's not regular season. No, I'm saying it's not regular season. It's everything.
It's just goals in your career.
That's sick. It's crazy he's going to break the record, and then Matthews will probably break that record down the line.
1-0 Caps versus Boston Bruins right now. That's huge.
Okay.
They need to win. I'm an Ovi guy.
Yeah.
Ovi in the playoffs is like the best thing ever, bro.
Well, he's just a nail gun, too. Remember that year they won? His celebration? He did the fountain when he was swimming in it.
He goes out there and hammers, guys. That's what I love about Ovi. He scores, but he like absolutely dominates guys physically, which I wish Pappy did. I wish Matthews took a check out of the Ovi book. And if you're not scoring, you go into that corner and absolutely run somebody over. Because I love that. I love that stuff. I just love that part of his game. Matthews needs to adopt it because Ovi is an absolute bull in a china shop. And he's such an entertaining player to watch. Because he will just like charge guys.
Yeah.
Like he'll go, first shift of the playoffs, Ovi's going into that D-man's corner. It doesn't even matter if it's 5 seconds late. He is running the guy over.
Well, they play hockey. What, Rangers? They probably play the Rangers or
it'd be such a good series, bro. We need them to win that.
Ovi on Broadway. Yeah, who do you obviously Leafs, but like separating bias, who do you think's the best team in the East or West or both or in general?
Okay. Well, East or West or in general, what's the question?
So let's say if you had to say crystal ball, maybe Toronto's in it, maybe not. Who's the Eastern Conference winner? Who's the Western Conference winner?
Okay, now we're talking.
A little bit better framed.
Well, in the Western Conference, I think it's like I feel like there's some sleepers over there, I feel like. Everyone's going to say Colorado or Edmonton. I feel like Edmonton's poised, but I mean, if the LA Kings get in there, there's so many teams that could like...
West definitely seems more challenging to predict than...
Dallas Stars apparently are a wagon. Like, I don't get to see a lot of their games, but I might say... Like Vegas Golden Knights, are they going to make it? Yeah, they're in too.
They're in the wild card right now, so they'll probably. But like Tampa, they're a team that's built for like a deep run.
Okay, I'm going to say Colorado just because McKinnon is such a beast. They just got blown out 7-0 by someone.
Winnipeg, I think it was.
Yeah, Winnipeg.
And that's who they're playing in the first round too, so that'll be a good series.
And Vancouver.
It would be nice. If a Canadian team's in the finals, that'd be nice. Ideally nice. Toronto, but yeah, Winnipeg or Vancouver.
Yeah, an Eastern Conference, you know, it's the buds.
Toronto versus Colorado would be pretty crazy. McKinnon versus Matthews.
Or it could be like a LA Kings, bro. I don't know why I'm feeling good about my Kings.
My Kings.
Those are my Kings, bro.
Well, I mean, I know you got some
their team style flowers.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, like we're real connected to the Kings. That's like those are my guys. Those are my guys over there, so.
Okay. So Leafs, Kings. That would be good. Wonder what the odds would be on that. It's hard to bet like futures with like playoffs. you got to just go series to series because so much changes, injuries, players getting hot, players getting cold, goalies to ride. So, yeah, not a big futures better guy, but if I was to put one, Colorado would be a good show. Edmonton, Toronto.
Edmonton's like, you've got to feel like McDavid's going to.
They got to win eventually. They got to win at some point, right?
But do they? Like,
well, if he doesn't win there, maybe he leaves and comes to Toronto. So hopefully they don't. But I mean, they're look how much offensive star power they have right now.
Imagine McDavid and Matthew.
Draisaitl. Oh, Toronto Edmonton finals. That would be a win for Canada. Guaranteed Canadian winner.
McDavid came to the Leafs and played with Matthews.
Oh. Who's paying their salaries? We are like,
yeah,
we can't afford that.
A couple boys take a discount.
I mean, it's just McDavid, Matthews, and then your men's league team. That's the rest of the roster. Yeah,
pretty much.
Based on the cap. No, that would be something special, but NHL playoffs should be good. We'll do some regular updates on that. Hockey playoffs, I remember you told me a while back, I agree. It's just so much different than regular season. Like every corner is a hit. There's no playing the puck and just turning around. It's more physical. It's grittier. The fans are nuts. Like it's a fun time. If people don't watch hockey, playoff hockey is probably the best time to get into it.
Yes. So what else is new with Prince? What's on the?
There is one thing.
Personal life.
Not too much going on. The house hunt continues.
Yes.
Came close, so first time renter, learning the game, learning the system a little bit. So
not first time, technically not a first time.
Yeah, I mean student rentals, they don't count that, so I wouldn't count that, right? This is back in the day, but this was very interesting. I haven't told you this yet. So currently, we put an offer in on a spot, right? And they have X number of hours to determine whether or not they want to take you or not. And so today we got the update. It's not a yes, but it's not a no. So this was the exact quote that I received from the real estate agent was they want to wait a week because they just updated the pictures on the listing to see if they get a different offer.
Oh.
So no change in price.
Is that even allowed? Like,
it's allowed, like, legally, but it's scummy because it basically means we don't want to rent to you guys because you're boys. We don't want to rent to you guys because you're young. We don't want to rent to you guys because of X, Y, and Z. They don't have to legally tell you why they don't want to rent to you, but what that basically means is, hey, you're not the ideal tenants we want living here.
Which is, like, fair because, like, if it's your house.
I'm a delight.
No, but you know what I mean? If it's your house, you should be able to choose, like, if I want to rent to you or not.
Yeah, what that means is we're the only offer currently, and they're basically saying, hey, like, let's wait. Let's see if we get a better, maybe a group of girls, maybe a couple, maybe some older people, you know, whatever it is they're looking for. And so it's like, hey, you basically got rejected. If you think of it like you're at a bar and you meet a girl and you talk to her and she goes, oh, I'm not into younger guys or something. That's basically what happened there. You just can't do anything about it. You got to just move on.
Has that ever happened to you? A girl say, I'm not into younger guys?
No, but there is one time I remember. I don't remember where I was. And I was talking to this girl. She's like, I only date hockey players. And I pulled up my stats because I was on a men's league team.
I remember
season.
You telling me this.
Yeah. I was at a bar. I was like, oh, I play hockey. She's like, no, you don't. And I pulled up my stats. Because they're all online from this men's league I was in. I was like top five in scoring on my team. I was like, there's my name right there.
Oh, and then, hey.
And then she's like, well, I only date black guys. And I was like, okay, well, I can't do anything about that.
Oh, my
so.
Goodness. Okay, well, you know what? Wasn't meant to be.
No,
wasn't the right
but
one for you.
My resilience, though, to be like, oh, hockey players? Boom, here's my stats. Very egotistical from Prince, but definitely got a lot of respect points from the boys. I remember Jack was pretty fired up seeing me pull that move out of the bag.
That's unbelievable stuff right there. So.
Shoot or shoot.
Interesting.
I saw getting in the mix with some new skills, figure skating the other day.
Yeah.
A little bit of what happened there. Talk to me a little bit about that. What was that like?
It was a fun time. We, we figure skated. Shout out to Gabby for running me through some edge work training because she is an Olympic gold medalist. And actually, the youngest Canadian Olympian ever when she went to Sochi in 2014.
Wow.
Or 20, I think it's 2014. Was Sochi 2014? Yeah, I think so.
Yes, sure.
But yeah, we it was a couple hours, and you know, learned a little figure skating. My skating definitely needs some improvement. So yeah, we did a little video. I want to do a part two, maybe throw the figure skates on, learn how to figure skate with the actual skates.
Yeah, that would be funny.
Yeah, because I feel like that's a different, complete different beast, is actually putting on the different skates. Like hockey skates, I grew up on hockey skates. These figure skates, bro, they're heavy, and they have like a toe pick, and there's like no, like it's, bro, you can't like go backwards, you can't lean, because they're not like contoured. So I don't know.
They have the different blades, right? Where it's easier to spin and jump and land on them.
Bro, they're heavy too. Like I had her skate. It was like, I don't even know how much more it weighed. Like it was like extremely heavy. Like the hockey skates are pretty light. So it was like interesting. And there's like different types of skates. There's like ones meant for like, they're like called dance skates. Like you're not supposed to do the jumping.
Mm-hmm.
So I gotta figure out. Yeah, I want the dance ones. I don't think I want to do the jumping stuff. But she was like, I was looking at some of her like footage from when she was doing her Olympic stuff. Like insane. Like the triple spin to triple spin, bro. Like it's actually gnarly. This figure skating stuff is like gnarly, bro.
Oh, it's so like, impressive.
The training, she was telling me about the training though, like from when she was like very young to like now, like it's just like insane training like that you go through. And it's like an individual sport too, so it's like you're with your coach, you're with your trainer. Yeah, there's a lot that goes into being an Olympic athlete and an Olympic figure skater. Like it's actually no joke, bro.
Oh, I bet. My mom used to figure skate when she was younger, so she's always watching it like when there's Olympics or tournaments on. So if I'm around, I'll watch, and it's just so impressive, like the way they do the jumps and they land on one foot, or it's the insane coordination and balance, and you see them fall and you could just see in their face, like you said, it's an individual sport. If you fall in a big comp, it's like this is your shining moment, and it's got to be a ton of pressure performing like on an Olympic stage or even just in a regular tournament. So shout out to Gabby for that.
The anxiety before these freaking events too, like you've been training for 2-3 years like the same song. So she's telling me you pick a song and like you're making a routine to that song. So you're training that like song for like 2 years. So it's the same song like replaying. Like you know that song. Like I would go crazy. But like I guess it's the routine that you have to get dialed for the event. But like imagine how many times you had to listen to that song every day at training. Same song.
Yeah, it's probably hard to forget the song after the event. Every time you hear it, it's just like PTSD. You're just like, oh no, not this song.
But it's also like she was saying, you train all that time and then it's like done in like less than like 2 weeks. Like it's like all that training and then it's just like done. So like the mental after that, after you've done competing, it's like, holy, like now what? Like you just trained and now it's like over.
Yeah.
So there's a lot that goes into it, like being an Olympic athlete that, yeah, I wouldn't have even known. We will never know.
We'll never know. We'll never know. It's Olympics are so fun every 4 years or every 2 years because they do summer, winter. I think summer's this year. So
yeah, I think it's the summer.
It's crazy, like you said, like guys train 4 years, 8 years, and then the race is like 100-meter dash. That's it. You're done.
So
or
crazy, bro.
The long jump or shot put. It's like you get this chance and that's it. Your one moment. And then you got to wait another 4 years to do it again. So much pressure.
Excuse me there. I just
burped. Yawned. Oh, burped. Yawn. ASMR episode today.
Francis, am I going to lie to you? My stomach is...
Oh, my goodness. Is this from the workout? What is this?
We have to wrap this episode up.
Oh, I don't like that. Yeah, what'd you eat today?
Aurora's had sushi from Costco, and it was disgusting, bro. I realized apparently it's imitation
crab. Meat. Yes,
crab, real. Bro. Yeah, imitation crab. Oh my crab. Gosh, I didn't know that, and I'm reading the label now. I feel sick, bro.
Nice.
I actually we have to wrap this up.
You take five, or you
take five. You're hilarious.
Take 50.
Yeah, take 50. Five. This guy says you live with me for 4 years. Okay. This guy says take five, like, you know.
Yeah, take a couple five hours.
Minutes just to settle in, morning. Buddy. Takes you 5 minutes just to settle in.
I'll brush my teeth downstairs tonight. I get it. I understand.
Oh, my days. Yeah, if you guys didn't know, Prince and I lived together for about three years and across from each other, and we shared a bathroom. So
we know each other
pretty well. And
the toughest was when we had classes that started at the same time, because we'd always wake up at the same time. My alarm would go, his alarm would go, and it's just a race of who can get to the bathroom first.
Yeah, and it was just like this like passive-aggressive stuff, too. And it's like Prince would be like, yeah, rushing to the washroom. And then,
oh, you almost, you good? Yeah, you good? Oh, you almost done? Yeah.
Yeah.
There's definitely tension whenever you live with someone.
I know when you were mad. I know when it was like some, like...
Oh, yeah. Well, it's hard to hide stuff when you, like, live in the same house. And it's like, especially during pandemic, it's like you're there all day. So you can't really go or do anything else or talk to anyone else.
Yeah, like, I just know Prince, like, when he's serious, when he's,
like... I don't remember being mad.
No, I just know, like, when you're serious and when, like, you're not, or when it's, like... Like, I just know when Prince is in a mood, or when like we were doing group projects together too, so like just like I feel like I know what like makes you like tick.
You can rile me up. I think that I could do the same. Like,
yeah,
it's, you just kind of learn from like conversations and just living, and like, you know what things piss people off and what make people happy, and you're able to just like toy with that a little bit, which is like healthy, but maybe not. I don't know.
Maybe I think we went out a little bit on a call the other day.
I wouldn't say out. That was
no. I was doing something else. So like I talked to like I was like, you were talking, and I was like in the middle of like doing something else, and I was just like, yo, it's just. Yeah, but well, then you were like, and then you explained your side, and
I'm not gonna die. Like, that's like, because we've said this before with other disciplines and with other people. It's like, no, like, we're going to talk this through. We're not just going to dead this. Like, let's work through this. And it ended up working out. And, you know, we ended up clearing what we were both saying. But it's like, no, I'm not going to back down. You're not going to back down. Like, we both just know. It's like, we're just going to keep doing this until we figure it out, which is good.
Jokes, bro. Yeah, we did just, yeah. Yeah, it's like, when, like, I know.
I was like, I'm not leaving this call until we figure out what is going to happen here. And you're like, yo, get me off this call. I'm like, no, 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 we're finishing this.
I was
this
like,
call.
Yo, I think the call's over. I was like, I think we're
Benny
good.
Was like, Benny was like, no, no, you guys need to finish this. I'm like, all right, let's finish this. Well, that's important, though. It's work, right? It's like, it's important. I'd argue.
Yeah, no, last week I was just like, freaking, a lot of meetings, a lot of just. It's been a stressful couple weeks for the old chipster, you know, trying to run a business when I'd have never ran a business before. So it's like
100%. Learn as you
definitely
go.
Not easy, bro.
Learn as you go.
No, I do appreciate you.
No, I was gonna say that's like healthy. I feel like people who are afraid to do that with each other, that's like not like you want to have someone that's able to challenge you and not just agree with everything and like understand. Yeah, so
100%
definitely healthy. I'm sure there'll be more. I'm sure
there'll
be able to, more.
Yeah, oh yeah. There's gonna be more.
There'll be more.
Well, for sure it'll be more. But it's good to be able to like, yeah, just like no, and it's like no hard feelings. Just sometimes you're just like tired, sometimes you're just like not in the mood, or like, yeah. That was like definitely for me. I was just like, mine was in 3,000 places at once, trying to do 3,000 different things. So it was just like, whoa. I was just like, ah.
Yeah. No, my perspective is just like help me help you. So whatever that takes. That. Yeah, help me
Sounds
help
like
you.
I was just like, you know what? It was like, Prince, just, you know what? I'll do it. You know what?
Yeah, and I was like, No, you're not. You won't. No, you're not going to do it. Give it back to me. I'm going to do this.
Yeah, I tell me what I didn't end up doing it.
Yeah, I did it, but OJ did it.
I think OJ did it. Yeah, I was just like, I didn't end up doing it. But at the moment, I was just like, yo, how do I just make this stop?
No.
Like, bro, I'll do it. Dude, I'll do it. Don't even worry about it. Just don't even worry about it.
I'm like, you know, I am worried because you're not going to do it. And he ended up, we ended up doing it, though. But that's important. Like,
oh, my gosh.
That's very important. I'm glad.
Definitely just have a lot of, what's it called?
Tasks. Like, you wear a lot of hats. Metaphorically, right? It's like content, it's like, you know, deals, all this different stuff you're doing, you know, it's, you're being pulled in all these different directions. It's hard to put your energy into every single place at once. Stuff gets lost, stuff gets rolled under the rug, stuff gets forgotten about. That's important one moment, not the next. I get it. That's life.
But yeah, I'm excited to see what we do with the YouTube stuff that we're working on. Like,
yeah, big things coming, people.
That's really it. That's really it. Just putting together a solid team and a solid squad. And man, when you're first starting something, you literally have no real idea what you're doing. Obviously, I have a lot of like mentors and people that have done it, and you can kind of ask them. But at the end of the day, you can only really learn by doing it yourself. Like, you gotta just take action. You gotta fail. You gotta rework it. You gotta just keep going. As long as you don't give up, it can't, you know, can't really fail. So yeah, there's been definitely a lot of learning curve with this other form of content that we're trying to create. And once the formula is set, there's gonna be really cool things that we can develop. And for me, it's always been one to create like longer form content and kind of entertain people for longer and make more people laugh and give them a tap also into our worlds. And not all of it's like, you know, funny. Some of it's serious too. So being able to share that side of it as well, like the ups and the downs, I think it's a little bit more authentic and kind of, you know, that's what Stomflow is about. You know, there's ups and downs, and but learning from those ups and learning from those downs as well, and not getting too high and not getting too low, has definitely been something I've been working on for the past like couple years here.
That's good. That's very healthy, right? So I'm excited to be a part of that, and excited for people to see what's coming, because a lot of good ideas here. You know, yes. Look, today I saw Speed passed Mr. Beast or Ninja as the most subscribed to channel on YouTube. 24 million.
Who did?
24 million subscribers. Speed. He broke record today. He passed Ninja for like most subscribers for a streamer or something. He's at like 24 million. So shout out to Speed.
He was rapping, bro. He started rapping, I saw. He went to like Brazil and made like Brazil rapped songs, bro. He's smart. Like,
he does everything.
Taps into like that other, like not just North America. Like he's bigger probably over.
Yeah, like all the Ronaldo stuff. He's probably like bigger than Europe than it is here. But he's getting RKO'd by Randy Orton at WrestleMania. So he's global now. That was wild. Bro. In the Prime bottle. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see that. I watched it.
Barking at Randy, like that was funny.
Barking.
Are you becoming a wrestling fan here? I know we talked about it a little bit. You're more in tune with what's going on now. I mean, what did you watch WrestleMania? What do you think?
I think I liked the Rock stuff, and I feel like now that the Roman Reigns stuff's over, I feel like I was just watching to watch him lose. And now it's like, I don't know if I'm going to be so like too in tune with it now with this new storyline or whatever, but like Logan Paul's in it. Like, it's definitely like, it's kind of jokes. The Rock stuff was funny. I found that to be hilarious. Like, this, the way he just didn't care. He was just swearing and stuff.
Well, that's what makes him, like, he's just, like you're not going to find him. You're not going to get him in trouble, right? He's so big, so he can just get away with that, which was why it was so good.
Yeah, I enjoyed
all the cussing.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you remember, but one of our last nights at Laurier, when we lived together, we watched WrestleMania. I don't remember what number it was. It was like 37 or 38 or something. Now Roman was champ and he won. And this was like way back, like 3-4 years ago.
Dude, I swear no one was watching back then, bro. And everyone's watching wrestling now, bro.
I was.
I know I was. You were. But I was like, yo, Prince, like, what are you watching, bro? It's fake. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I was like, yo, Prince, I hate to break it to you, but this is scripted.
I know. So is like The Bachelor, goddamn Love is Blind, all these shows, right? So I just treat it like that, and that's why it was fun to me. But it's cool to see everyone coming in now, everyone coming back. A lot of people will message me or send me, yo, did you see this? Yes, I saw this. Oh, did you think? Yeah. I'm actually going on a wrestling podcast later this week to talk smack with some guys. So that's a good sign that people are starting
what
to pick up
on. What happened
on
the Monday SmackDown? Or Monday Raw?
Oh, Monday Raw. Oh, so The Rock said he's done, like he'll come back later, and he said when he comes back, he said, Cody, you're who I'm coming after. So that, I think that's the next, whenever he does come back, that's the next match or story.
I see, because he did that thing with him out in the parking lot.
Yeah, he beat his ass, whipped him, all that stuff.
That was insane. I was like, is this like even remotely okay in 2024? Like, what is going on?
It was a little uncomfortable because they don't do blood ever. So when you see, like, they don't ever do blood. So when you see blood, you're like, oh, geez, like, that's a little bit different. And he was, like, bleeding like crazy. It was just,
bro, I didn't believe it. I don't think it was real blood. I still don't believe it, but
it was probably real, but the way
no chance
he got to bleeding. Well, no, I sent you, like, it's proven how they do it. Like, there's, like,
a scar. He would have a scar that next week. Like,
listen to Ric Flair was on the Full Send podcast. He talked about it, of how they do it, where it's like they have like a little knife, like a blade, and they just cut here.
That's insane, bro.
Yeah. And then they do it off camera, and then they're like covered. Like Ric Flair used to bleed like crazy. Like he was known for that.
Insane.
Like, yeah. Well, they back in the 90s, the 90s is when it was like unhinged. Like they would do like bra and panty matches for women. Like they would cuss, they would bleed. They would like what The Rock was doing was like insane. A reminder of what it used to be, which is why so many people liked it so much.
They're back to like, the 90s, oh,
the good old days.
Jeez.
Yeah, 90s were a different time. Bro, they used were to, they, even, they didn't even call them women's matches. They were called divas matches.
No way.
Yeah, like they went through a full transformation to become as socially acceptable as they are.
I feel like
now,
socially acceptable has kind of gone through the like roof. Like people have gone so far the other way now, like with what they're saying, that like this social stuff, like I don't even know. Like it's just a mosh up. I don't think anyone cares about anyone's feelings anymore. Like I feel like it's just like,
no.
It's an absolute, like there's AI making stuff up now. We don't know what's real. We don't know what's fake. It is an absolute, like literal, like war zone online now. It's just like the information, the AI, the deep fakes, the bro, it's absolutely insane. Like the internet is actually insane.
Yeah, you got diss tracks coming out where you're like, is that real? Is that AI? Or it's just it's nuts. But the AI, I think I don't know, there's a lot of practical application of it. Like if you're writing an email, oh I need ChatGPT, or oh I need this, I need that, or stats or analytics. But there's definitely that dark side where there's like imitation of people or music or movies and all that stuff, right? The one that scared me the most, it was like the Michael Jackson did a cover of like The Weeknd, Blinding Lights or something. I'm like, how? Like it sounded like Michael Jackson. I swear it was Michael Jackson doing a Weeknd song. I was like, holy shit, this is scary. Because we're just scratching the surface of AI too. Like what is it going to be in 5 years, 10 years? 20 years?
I don't even know. We're gonna be robots. We're gonna be living in Roboland. We're gonna be living in the metaverse, bro.
You ever see that movie with Will Smith, iRobot? It was like early 2000s about how like robots became trusted and part of society, and then just revolted and took over. So it was a pretty good movie, and it seems like we're on the precipice of that. We're getting there as a society too. Good movie for sure. Definitely watch that. I mean, you're not a movie guy, though. I know that you're not a movie guy.
Not that I'm not a movie guy. Like, I just feel like my brain's been hijacked by YouTube and TikTok. That I just like the thought of like looking at another device now
like, why? I don't want to sit up and watch a TV. I know, I feel like I want to. It would actually be better, but you just get hijacked by these phones, and it's like, what's the point of watching the TV when I can just sit in my bed and watch YouTube? Like, that's how bad it is. It's like,
yeah, every now and then a good, I like watching a movie here and there. Like,
oh, for sure, but I just don't.
Yeah. I watched, what was that Oppenheimer movie? That was like 3.5 hours. Me and Kev went to go see it, and I was like locked in. I didn't even realize it was 3.5 hours. We were just in there. I was like, holy cow, this is really good.
Yeah, like that's good. That's dope. Like, if you can lock, like, if you, and that's like kind of with the attention. Like, if you can, like, if they can gate garner your attention for 3.5 hours, like, that's a great film.
Oh, it was really good. I really liked that movie. The one that, if you're going to watch, if we're doing movie, to the one that you would see, they just did Roadhouse with Jake Gyllenhaal, Conor McGregor. I don't know if you saw like the clips of him acting. Oh, it's hilarious. He plays this like mercenary who like comes in and just like destroys a bar, and he has like fight scenes with Jake Gyllenhaal, and he's a really good actor. Like, he's definitely roided up. He looks huge, and it was a really funny movie.
We got to do more scenes like together, like just like kind of like the one we did with the dads out front. Just like,
yeah, that was
like fun. Actual like create like actual like characters like maybe
like reoccurring.
You know what I mean? Like create like a series. Like you're like, yeah, like reoccurring characters that are like you can do, put them in different situations, and then it's like
that'd be cool. That'd be cool. Did you see Real Bros of Simi Valley is getting a movie?
That's a movie I'll watch. I'm a comedy. No one's coming out with comedies anymore. Why would I watch movies, 100%. Bro? I watch comedy. Like, that's what I do. Like,
there's a couple comedy movies that have come out recently that have been good, but it's not like the old days.
Name one.
There's a movie, Ricky Stenicki on Amazon. It's like Zac Efron, Andrew Santino, John Cena. It's hilarious. I haven't laughed that hard.
I ain't watching that John Cena in the whatever he's wearing there. I don't know.
That was why, like, that character in that movie, like, it makes sense why he was like, it kind of ties into what he did in that movie. So I wasn't like super caught off guard by that.
Watching too much of this Hollywood stuff that I'm like, what do they got him wearing that for?
Wearing what? He wasn't wearing anything.
No, what? Yeah, what is going on?
Got him wearing nothing.
It's like some weird stuff they got. Like, Holly weird now, bro. I don't know what's going on. 100%.
There's some great.
I fell into that trap too. We talked about last week. Just
oh yeah, the Garcia stuff. Yeah, I fell into that.
Not
too.
Even that. Like, everything about it, bro. I was like, just went deep.
Oh yeah, everything's. I saw there's the Dan Schneider show about the Nickelodeon guy that made iCarly, Drake and Josh. So I watched that. That was crazy. It was so dark and really depressing.
The Diddy stuff. Like,
yeah, that too.
I got into all of it, and it's like, bro, it's dark stuff, bro.
It's addicting, though. It's like you don't want to listen to it or watch it.
They put it, then it's like TikTok then puts it on your feed, bro. It's like, yo, I got to get off TikTok, stop scrolling on that, because like it ruins your day, bro. It literally ruins your day. You're like,
yeah, you're like, oh, the world's so bad. This is what's going on,
bro. I mean, like, you do have to bring a light to it. Like, it is, if it's actually happening, like, you gotta. It's insane, bro.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no, that Nickelodeon documentary, Quiet, I think I talked about it on here a while, Quiet on Set, nuts. Like, the Drake from Drake and Josh, bro, I didn't, like...
I saw a little bit of
him. Yeah, I'm sure you've probably seen the clip.
See, I went in that loophole, too.
Oh, like, dark, dark stuff.
Very, dark stuff. Very, very dark, bro. There's a lot of dark, yeah, and there's a lot of light, too, you know.
Yeah, so. let's focus on the light. What do you... We got going on over the next little bit. Big birthday. Any plans coming up?
I don't do much for my birthday.
Celebration of life.
Yeah, I know my mom wants us always like, oh, what do you want to do? It's like, I love that. You know, she loves celebrating that kind of stuff. For me, I don't even know. I'm getting too old now. I don't even want to turn whatever age I'm turning, you know?
I think it's more for the parents, right? Like, you're their kid to have that milestone day where they remember. I think that's kind of why parents value birthdays so much, because I think the same about my parents too.
Yeah, it's like
one step. Well, 25, you're halfway to 50.
Could be 25, could be 26, could be 24, you know? No one knows.
Halfway to 50. No one knows. Sorry. No one knows. No one knows. No one knows. I'm not too far behind. Oh, I mean,
Yeah, you're
hopefully
a young
25's
gun.
The year. Yeah,
you're a young gun.
Yeah, like those kids at the OHL draft.
I got
man.
So
just,
much
just
more
children.
Wisdom than you. You know, you're just a little young gun still.
I'd like to think I'm right there.
Been on this earth for longer, way longer than you.
Yeah, what? 31 days.
That's a lot. That's a month. Imagine what
31
what
days.
What can you do in a month?
I don't know. What did you do in that month from infancy?
I've always have that month. Like I'll always have okay. that month. So it's like that month is just always gonna be a month like more wise than you.
Okay.
Like you know how much wisdom you can gain in a month?
Yeah, but you're an infant. Like,
what do you mean? I probably learned how to like talk during that
no,
one month. Yeah, bro. Like I have a month longer of I have a month longer of
what?
Talking than you, bro. Like I know
yeah,
long
okay.
that like
no, that's fair. That's fair. That's
and
fair.
Walking, like the coordination and stuff like that, that you can gain in a month that like
well,
you just don't have yet because you haven't.
Oh, I don't have it yet. Oh, I don't have it yet. Sorry. I'm
no,
still
not
learning.
Yet. You know, you still like okay. I have a month ahead of you and everything I do, like I'm a month ahead.
So by the time my birthday rolls around, I'll be where you were this week.
Yes, like that's what I'm saying.
Shit. Okay, well.
No, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's just that hamster wheel. I'm never going to catch it.
Yeah, you're like
okay.
you're always
it's a, tre-
be
it's
a month,
treadmill that never ends.
Month
okay.
behind, you know, because you're a month all right. younger.
All right, fair enough. Okay, that makes a little bit more sense than the initial way you brought that subject up.
Yeah, but Prince, I gave you an extra 20 here.
I know.
I
pulled.
It's settled. Then it's
I pulled. I figured
it's
we'd reach this
back.
Point.
It is coming.
Let you
back.
Get out of here. But yeah, you know, we touched, covered a lot of ground, caught
that
up on
fun,
life.
Fun podcast today. I enjoyed
That's
it.
It's always fun. It's always fun. Appreciate all the listeners. We're going to get the actual numbers afterwards and where they're located. I don't think it's 12. It might be a little bit more. Appreciate everyone watching, listening, subscribe, new episodes on a reoccurring basis. Don't know what it is, reoccurring basis. Follow us on socials. And we'll see you next week.
Yo, actually, hurry up. Hurry up and end
no,
the
peace,
intro.
Peace.
Peace.